We have, thank God, the minion is on the way, so people are just walking down Prince. So we'll cover the fourth and fifth Mishnayos, God willing, tonight, of the first parak of Megillah in time for Purim. So Karas HaMegillah Ba'adar HaRishon. So let's say, again, back before they had a fixed calendar, so they read the Megillah in Adar Rishon, Vinis Abra Hashana, and then they realize that they need to add in a month. They need to add in Adar Sheni. Korinosa Ba'adar Hasheni. So they, at that point, would read the Megillah in the second Adar. And this is a little bit surprising, twofold. Number one, you already read the Megillah. Number two, you might think that Adar Rishon is even better. And the reason that Adar Rishon could potentially be better is we have a principle, the Gemara says, called Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvah. So you don't pass up an opportunity to do a mitzvah. So what's this whole idea of waiting to Adar Sheni? So it's a big surprise. But the Gemara says it's based on a principle called Lemismach Geula LeGeula, that we want Purim and Pesach to fall out right next to each other. 30 days in Purim is Pesach, not just mnemonic so people know to get ready for Pesach, but so many of the themes are really the same. And the critical events, by the way, of Purim, if you read the Megillah, they all occurred on Pesach. Pasuk says, Vayavor Mordechai Sha'avar Al-Das, that he was Sharoi Pesach Betainis that year because Klal Yisrael was facing destruction. In Ben Adar Arishon Adar Asheni, when it comes to the 14th and 15th of Adar Arishon Adar Asheni, Elokriyas HaMegillah Matanos Savyonim, because what we call Purim Katan or Shushan Purim Katan, it's Aser Behesped Betainis. The fifth, this is what we call the Ein Bein section. So once we're in Ein Bein Yantif L'Shabbos L'Ochal Nefesh Bilvad, this Mishnah is interesting. It's a very unusual thing that we would have a Stam Mishnah, Aliba de Beis Shammai, but that's what we have here. Beis Shammai says, the only difference between Yantif and Shabbos, we just read Parshas Bo just a few weeks ago, that you're allowed to cook things that could not be cooked prior to Yantif. You're allowed to cook on Yantif, you obviously can't do that on Shabbos. We have a much more extensive heter. We follow the position of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel maintains the following. Beis Hillel says, Mitoch shehutra letzarach, hutra nami shelo letzarach. So a malacha that would be permissible in the context of cooking is permissible in a non-cooking context. So that, does that mean that anything goes? Right? Once you say that malacha could be used in cooking, so that has a very, very broad application. So Tosos points out something very, very important. Tosos tells us that it doesn't go across the board because it says, Ach asher yachal l'chol nefesh. It has to be a shavel l'chol nefesh, something that everybody would do, not something which is extraordinary, not something which is exceptional. So there are outer boundaries to that in terms of the principle of mitoch, as we call it. Ein bin Shabbos liyom akipur melosh zezedono bidei adam, violating Shabbos with witnesses, with a warning, what we call edim and hasra, is a chi of skila, right? Vizau is a dono bechares, right? When it comes to Yom Kippur, so that is an Isser Kares. An Isser Kares is a very serious business. That's not a small thing to have an Isser Kares, but Isser Skila is obviously worse. So one of the good ways of remembering this is that there's a certain hierarchy. Shabbos is at the top of Kedusha Sazman, and then we have Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called by the Torah Shabbat Shabbason. It's almost like Shabbos. It doesn't reach the level of Shabbos. Shabbos is Nisr Skila. Yom Kippur is only Nisr Kares, only in quotation marks. And then we have Yantif. Yantif is, as we know, an only Nisr Lav. So when you think about the Torah reading, the Gemara Megillah points out that you can see this hierarchy in the Torah reading. Obviously, every Shabbos, we have 7 Aliyos. Right? On Yantif, we have 5 Aliyos to the Torah. Yom Kippur, you won't be surprised, right? Has 6 aliyos to the Torah, unless it falls out on Shabbos, because the way the Kriyas HaTorah is structured is a reflection of the Kedushas Hayom. So obviously, we have this hierarchy when it comes to Yantif, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. Now, of course, Yom Kippur is different than Shabbos in many other ways. Here we're just talking about as far as Malacha goes. There's no din of Inoy on Shabbos. On the contrary, there's din of Oneg on Shabbos. So there are many, many differences in terms of the character of the day. But the bottom line is that in terms of the Isser Malacha is very much patterned on the Isser Malacha of Shabbos itself.